Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's podcast is looking at a really important grammar structure, and that is when we use the word want. It's not only the word want, but that's what we're going to focus on today. You can also use it for tell, would like, need, and some other verbs as well. And the structure we're looking at is when we use the word want with two people, when one person wants another person to do something, or when I want a group of people to do something. The reason why this is so important to study is because it is very different in other languages. Before we look in closer detail at the structure, first we need to think about object pronouns, because we use these a lot with this structure. So if the subject pronouns are I, you, he, she, it, we, and they, what are the object pronouns? Well, they are me, you, him, her, it, us, and them. So pay attention to those, because we'll need to use those later. So first of all, it's important to remember that when we use the verb want, we always need to use to and then the verb. That's if we use a verb. We don't need to use a verb. For example, I want chocolate. But if we use a verb, then we need to use to and then the infinitive. I want to go to the supermarket. She wants to watch a movie. But how about if there is an object involved? It's not what I want, but it's what I want another person to do. Well, the structure is so, so important. We still use the word to, but before we do that, we use the object or the object pronoun. In other languages, the word that is used. So let's look at an example, and this is a mistake. John wants that Claire passes him the pen. In English, this is an incorrect sentence. So the scenario here is that John says to Claire, "Claire, can you pass me that pen?" So what does John want? Well, let's look at the correct sentence now. John wants Claire to pass him the pen. Or he wants her to pass him the pen. The structure is subject, John, or he, wants, and then not that, but then the object, Claire, or her. John wants Claire. He wants her, and then to, and then the verb, to pass him. John wants Claire to pass him the pen, or he wants her to pass him the pen. Let's look at another example. The scenario is this. Paul says to his children, "Do your homework." So what does Paul want? Paul wants the children to do their homework. Paul, the subject, wants the children, the object, to do their homework. Or he wants them to do their homework. And here we're using that object pronoun, them, to replace the children. He wants them to do their homework. I'm going to give you two more examples, but this time I want you to try to solve the problem. I want you to try to solve the problem. So here's the first scenario. The teacher says to me and my friend, "Stop talking and do your work." So what does the teacher want? Well, the teacher wants us to stop talking and do our work. Or possibly the teacher wants you to stop talking and do your work, depending on the perspective of the person who's talking. And one more example. I say to you, practice this grammar point. It's very important. Practice this grammar point. What do I want? Well, I want you to practice this grammar point. Or from your perspective, you would say, you want me or you want us to practice this grammar point. So, a quick summary. The structure is very, very important. Don't say the word that in this grammar structure. You should just say the subject and then want and then the object and then to plus the infinitive verb. That's the structure you need, and that's the structure that I want you to practice. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. Remember, if you have any ideas for grammar points that you would like me to talk about on these podcasts or anything else, then you can send me an email. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.